PG business meeting. My name is Lisa. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Lisa.
Let's begin with a moment of silence, followed by the serenity prayer. Prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Okay. Business meetings are where we take care of group matters. Our goal is to serve the newcomer and keep YPG healthy. This, let's remember tradition two, for our group purpose, there's but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. We will try to keep things respectful, brief, and in the spirit of service. Voting is open to home group members only. And if we go around the room, I'm Lisa, and I am the speaker seeker.
I'm William. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, William.
I'm Brittany. I'm the treasurer.
I'm
ready.
I'm Lauren. I'm an alcoholic.
And Laura.
I'm Sarah. I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, Sarah. Sarah.
I'm Jasmine. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Jasmine. Jasmine.
Fellowship chair.
Hey,
nice.
All right. So we can start with the treasurer's report. Or you want us to get back to you? Get back to you?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I forgot. I'm a GSR as well. So because we're doing it a week early, the area assembly is actually this week and it's going on right now. So I don't have any information. What I will do is tomorrow's the business meeting. Whatever information that is pertinent for this group or Ocala, I will put it in the chat. All right, and I'll type up a report and just would it be better to just leave it in the book or just send it to you guys like a quick report?
I could put it on the website.
Yeah. Okay. We'll put it on the website. So tomorrow's the business meeting. We're going to do it by Zoom first.
Okay.
It's been a busy weekend. All right. Fellowship chair report.
I've never done this, but I just talk about like anything that's going
on. Yeah, what you have planned, anything you want to do?
A couple things. I wanted to plan a Halloween party for YPG and do some stuff with that. There's other events going on Halloween related, but I haven't really planned anything out yet. We're still doing pickleball every Saturday night. And also another thing was I wanted to see if maybe I could add Sarah as another fellowship chair to help me out planning stuff since we've been expanding and stuff like that.
Okay.
Well, let's bring that up in new business and vote on that. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, we can absolutely do that. We also, just so you know, there's other service positions open that are not filled. Sydney is doing the chips.
She's the medallion stallion.
And do we have a literature chair?
Nope.
Okay, so if somebody wants to do literature, I think Houston said that he said that he might not be able to do the coffee, but then he showed up to do coffee, so I don't know if he wanted to do coffee or not. But Laura has expressed some interest in doing coffee, and if she's here, I have no problem with letting her do coffee as well. So I maybe to find out if he in fact is stepping down, and then we can offer you the position to do the coffee. But until then, if you want to make the coffee, that's fine. That'll be a good thing.
Okay.
I know it. There's nothing to be voted on, I guess, but if you guys are okay with that,
mm-hmm.
That's it. Do we have the minutes from the last meeting? Do we have any old business? Okay, this one's going pretty quick. So new business.
I have a question. Did we ever vote in a new secretary?
No. Right now we're using that as the secretary, and there's going to be, I'm developing an AI secretary.
Okay.
That's another thing as well. I don't know, I never texted Lucy. I didn't tell her. Shoot. Because I can ask, because Lucy also signed up to be a part of our group. If she wanted to do the secretary, to be the secretary, we can ask her and maybe do that for next month and add that to it. But if there's anybody that you know that wants to be a part of YPG, that's usually a good starting point for service for somebody. You know, if you have a sponsor or something that wants to get involved, secretary is usually a plus. You know, just the fact that they're writing it and everything, they get to really get a grasp of what the group's about. So that's open as well.
Yep.
So yeah, new business. Jasmine.
Wanna make a motion?
For a Halloween party? Oh. I make a motion to have Sarah as my second fellowship chair.
I second that motion.
Okay. Is anybody, she kind of explained why already, but is anybody against that? Okay, let's take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. So you are now.
Yeah.
You know what?
Fellowship.
You would be fellowship co-chair. What's
She's helped me a lot. And I think we can do more events and get more fellowship with.
And Lucy came.
Planning stuff.
I can show you how to use this thing so that you can publish it. And I'm fixing some things in it right now, and I will show you how to do it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So you guys didn't miss much. We're actually waiting for Brittany to do the treasurer's report. We do have an open position of secretary. So I was going to ask if anybody wanted to do secretary. I was just going to throw it out there.
Hint, sure. Hint.
What did I say?
I don't have pen and paper on me though.
That's okay. Right now we're recording, so.
Okay. We can start next time.
Yep.
And then the only other thing we wanted to know. Will you be continuing to do coffee?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, you can? Okay, because the other thing too, the same way you have a co-chair, we can ask, Laura has an interest as well, so if it's a day that you're, a week that you can't make it, maybe we can have a co-chair to do that? Or would you want her to do it and then you help out if she can?
We can switch it up.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, that sounds great. So we have coffee covered, we have secretary covered, and I think the only other thing you listed literature, but that's the only other thing that we have kind of open. There's no old business, and the new business is that we have a new co-chair with Miss Sarah. We had a good time. So now that is pretty much.
Do you want to talk about the Halloween party or?
Yeah. What day did we think of?
Was
25th? Because that falls on Saturday, so we were thinking maybe the 25th, but we had mentioned maybe I don't know what that day is. Is that the celebration day? Because I wonder if could we do the party after instead of pickleball?
Absolutely.
And do it, but then maybe everyone's still dressed in their costume for the meeting.
What was that, the 25th? That is the third Saturday. So what would that be in our?
Because Halloween falls on a. Is it on a Saturday? This
Friday.
It's
on a Friday. The following Friday, yeah.
Okay. So okay.
Honestly, I think that would be a great time to do it, and just do it right after the meeting.
Okay.
Like you said, instead of pickleball, we just have a couple hours of party.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool. We could have somebody, I don't know who, I know some people that are really good with music. I don't know any DJs or anything like that, but we can keep it to where we're not spending a lot of money, you know, and just do little things. I don't want to copy Lost and Found's Halloween party, but we can also do things we have tickets for raffles.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah and I were looking on Pinterest and we saw some little games that we could make, or play.
Pinata.
Pinata, yes, Laura, thank you. She had mentioned the pinata,
mm-hmm.
So I think that would be cool because, who doesn't love candy?
Right.
I don't know. We haven't really come up with much more than that. We just wanted to make sure we could do it. I spoke with Jill as well. I ran everything by her. She's totally fine with whatever. She said as long as we don't have drugs, alcohol, and weapons, then we can do whatever we want.
Right.
So she's totally fine. Brittany had mentioned an Oracle card deck, like maybe reading people's cards. I ran it by Jill just to make sure, because, you know, we're in a church. You know, I don't care. Like, yep. Whatever. But, so Jill's totally fine with it. She said, let's just pretend like I don't know about it.
Right.
So, but she.
I definitely wouldn't want to whip out the tarot cards.
She doesn't.
Angel cards.
Do you have like a time frame in mind? Like, if the meeting is over by 8, then it'll be like from what, like 8:30 to 10:30 or 8:30 to 11 or.
We have to be mindful of people who are in sober houses. Oh, wait, it's a Saturday. So they don't have to, they don't, most
midnight.
Of them, yeah, or midnight, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Or even if we did, like, could we do the meeting earlier? Or is that?
No.
No, okay.
That would be too much.
Yeah.
We want to keep the
mm-hmm.
consistency,
yeah.
right?
So it'd be like, maybe we could start at, like, say it starts at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's usually when pickleball starts, and then ends at
like 11?
11 or 11:30, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
11 gives people time, because that's enough time
yeah.
right there. You know, we can get snacks or whatever. Like, I don't know what's more cost efficient food wise.
Yeah.
I've never planned a party.
Throw some
sober.
Pizza out there, maybe.
So,
throw
pizza?
Some pizza out
That'd
there,
be,
yeah.
Well, and we'd be able to.
So. So right now, our available spending funds are $185.08.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd be able to get. I would say we can just. So we can just run over to, like Little Caesars or something,
yeah,
and
yeah.
just order, like you know.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe get some sodas. We could check at like the dollar store
mm-hmm.
and like a public, like look for some BOGOs or like the 3 for $12
yeah.
or whatever. You know.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
It's gonna be great.
I think so.
I thought like maybe this is my thing. Like I overthink. So I know Lost and Found has a Halloween costume contest.
Mm-hmm.
Could we have a Halloween costume contest, or would that? Because
we can have
totally
whatever
different.
You want to do. You guys come up with some young people's stuff. Go look on the internet under some of the YPAA stuff and
okay.
talk to some of these other groups, right?
Okay.
And see what kind of things that they do. Involving young people and put it, you know, pull that in, because that's what we want to start reaching out to the other YPA and WP YPG groups.
Okay.
And we want to start connecting, right?
Okay.
Because we're part of them,
mm-hmm.
and so get some ideas.
Also, with that being said, I know Sarah is pretty close with a lot of the people in Inverness.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm starting to branch out and get to know some. Like, I have some on my Facebook and stuff like that, so
mm-hmm.
I'm getting to know some of them more, but. I, you know, she had mentioned like getting some of them involved and stuff like that.
And they would totally come.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know what? I think so too. And I was lucky enough during FickyPa
mm-hmm.
that I got to meet a contact in Gainesville, and we exchanged numbers. And he's my Facebook friend now, because I was. And he said that, you know, that he would love to bring a group down from Gainesville, like during one of our speaker meetings and stuff like that. And I told him, I said, we'd do the same, that we had gone up there already and stuff like that, and we just kind of need to support each other.
Yeah.
And he was like, he got excited about that. He was like, okay, all right. So.
And as a fellowship chair, right, mm-hmm. as a chairperson, you have the right of decision, which means if you want to pull a committee together to help you do this,
okay.
Start recruiting and pull a meeting with your committee members and start, you know, I need you to go do this. I need you to do this. I need you to do this. And send the minions out to gather all the stuff, right? Just
okay.
like Lucy did for the gratitude dinner.
Yep.
Just,
right.
yeah, you
yeah.
guys can do your thing. And you don't need us to approve it. You just
hey.
Go do it.
Hey, you guys are good. We're almost done.
Do you guys currently have a budget of what you're looking at for decorations-wise?
We mentioned, like, we think we could spend $50 on decorations. That's okay, and, like, get all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so then I'll pull out $50 now.
Okay. So, like, we went and did all the, like, checking the price. Lala went with us. We just, like, checked all the price of, like, stuff at these different stores. And a lot of it's, like, how you got stuff on sale. Like, I think a lot of it's starting on sale because we saw Christmas stuff out already.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
I mean, we haven't even had.
I felt disrespected. To be
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We haven't even had Halloween, and
that
got...
Halloween is not even here yet.
And no, that's what I told Sarah. I'm like, it's not even Halloween yet, and they got Christmas stuff out.
Right, exactly.
Like, come on.
Are we
just like
having a party?
Yeah.
Are we charging? Are we just
going to
do donations? Ooh, I don't think about that.
Yeah, thank you for putting that out there.
That's a good idea,
Lucy. Well, especially because you mentioned the tickets, so we could always do a 50-50.
But definitely do a 50-50. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you're not going to charge per person, definitely put a little, like,
suggested donation, $3
yeah.
or something
yeah.
like that.
A pumpkin for somebody to walk around and like stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds
good. I don't know. What does everyone think? Like just suggested or suggested donation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we'll do the 50-50. Because, I mean, right now, it's not like we're trying to pull a whole bunch of money. And right now, we want to have a party for our people.
Right.
Because we're okay with money for right this minute.
It's really cool the way this is set up. Mm-hmm. That right out here, you could put a table
mm-hmm.
and just have the 50-50 and the whole pumpkin love offering donation
yeah.
box.
Yeah. Sounds like you want to be part of the committee.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Sit up here. Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. I'm good with money.
Yep.
Would the church let us use any of their equipment, do you think? Or would we have to find, like, a speaker, like, for the music?
I mean, I could ask
yeah.
Jill.
You can ask Jill.
I'd be happy to find out how to turn on the microphone.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask her about that as well.
Yeah, we need to probably wrap up and set up.
Yeah. Oh, the last thing, Sarah just reminded me. Thank you, because I forgot. Ezra does magician
magic.
Stuff,
yeah.
and he had mentioned like a long time ago doing a magic show or something, but Sarah got in touch with Ezra about possibly like doing magic, like walking around and just doing magic.
Okay.
Like during
That'd
a Halloween party.
That'd
so,
be great.
What about a cake?
That'd be cool. Yeah, Laura had mentioned a cake too, maybe along with pizza.
Sure.
Because it is like, isn't that, I think that's Celebration Day.
Yeah.
So.
Do we have any celebrants this month?
No.
None?
Not yet.
Okay.
So is somebody going to do like a flyer for this?
Yeah.
To advertise
yes.
and we're going to put it on the Facebook?
It'll be on the
Sarah and I.
It'll be on the YPG website,
yeah.
Facebook.
If you did that, could you put maybe on there like a $5 suggested donation per
yep.
person, but nobody turned away?
Yeah.
Like they, you know, and then the 50-50 raffle. So that way, like if you tell me $5 donation, I come with $5 in my pocket just for that.
Okay.
And that way, but just let them know that nobody will be turned away, whether they have the $5 or not.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, that works. We can
yeah.
do that.
What about when they give the donation, giving them a ticket? You know how you get a ticket when you first walk in the door? No.
Like a free raffle ticket? Kind
yeah.
of? Yeah, maybe. If you want to do it.
What are we raffling off,
yeah,
though?
I don't know.
Yeah, but then we ain't going to get nothing for 50-50 because I'm just taking a free ticket.
Right,
yeah.
exactly.
yeah.
I'm not donating. I'm not putting any money into the 50-50, so
yeah,
I'll get half of nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I just let people in and let them spend money and have cake and eat pizza.
So, you know, quick question, because I know we're ending. So if there's no celebrants, how, what are we doing as far as that format? Because that was our ask it basket, right? So we can do the ask it basket and then end early or are we, for that last meeting, are we going to be doing, continue the ask it basket, or is it just going to be whoever the celebrants are?
I would think is either or.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have one celebrant, that celebrant would speak the whole hour, or we would divide it up. But if we have no celebrants, it would just be ask it basket.
I would
That's
agree
what
with
I
that.
Would.
That right there.
Okay.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. All right. Okay.
On the flyer, you can ask for people to bring donations and snacks too.
Yeah.
I want to make these damn double days look like spider webs.
All right.
I need that recipe.
I have seen it on Pinterest.
Have
I
you
haven't
made
done
it
yet? But we'll be getting.
Okay. All right. So I think that's great. So any other, no other new business? I think
yes,
should...
I have a new business.
Okay.
I want to ask. I know you're being raffled. I have a suggestion. Like we should start giving tickets away.
For the literature.
Yeah, I bought some of the big books, the ones that are the original format.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I love those.
Okay, well, I have some that I want to donate to this group, but what I want us to do is, like, give away tickets, not sell them. Just like everybody that comes to the meeting gets a ticket, right? Everybody's in the raffle, so whether you've got money or you don't, you got a chance.
That'll work.
And then we'll just give away books. Also, I have some extra copies of Grapevine, so we can
kind of rotate.
Nice.
Big book, Grapevine, big book, Grapevine. And when I run out, then we can figure out something else, but I'll have them for a while.
That works.
Yeah, and you know, just whoever wins just gets a choice of a free book.
Or yeah.
Sound good?
Yeah. I agree. I have one last thing. Mm-hmm. I created the position of web technology chair. Do you guys want me to do that for the website?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do that.
I intend on rotating it. Are you making a motion that you'll be the web technology chair?
I was asking if anybody wanted to actually have that because I was going to just delete it if we didn't need that.
I can't do that.
I think it may be needed for, like, troubleshooting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay, so I make a motion that William will be the web technology chair for the YPG group.
That's a fancy title.
Motion. You second the motion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay.
That sounds good.
Because I intend to rotate out. I've built it so that it's very easy to take care of.
Okay.
But at some point, I want to rotate out.
All right. Well,
now I can.
I think... I think that's it. We can close with the...
Wave version?
No. Oh, serenity prayer or responsibility statement?
Oh, responsibility statement. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the responsibility statement?
All right.
I love you, Nancy. You're yes. All right. I am responsible.
I am responsible.
When anyone, anywhere, reaches out for help, I want the hand of AA to always to be there. And for that, I am responsible.
Yay,
team.
Oh, you know what? You know, not a meeting thing, but.